Hi, this is PC Matthew. Our families need our prayers like never before, as they are the target of many evil forces today. Join me and my wife Sibby in seeking God in repentance in this season of Lent, as God wants us to be for Him while we pray and seek Him for our families.
Day 27, praying as families for grace to use our tongue wisely to edify others. The Bible emphasizes the significant impact of our words, and in Isaiah chapter 58, the prophet highlights malicious talks and speaking idle words as complaints against God's people. Our speech matters to God, and it is an area where many believers struggle. Our spoken words are an expression of what resides deep within us. In a world where political correctness often conceals true feelings, the call of God is not just to speak politically correct words, but to keep our hearts pure so that no idle word or malicious thought will flow out, even unknowingly. Sometimes our own words may surprise us or embarrass us, flowing out unintentionally due to deeply rooted thoughts provoked in a moment. Luke chapter 6 verse 45 reminds us that out of the abundance of our mouths speak. What we fill our minds with about others will naturally surface when provoked. It's crucial to examine the thoughts we harbor about people, even in private. There are many biblical examples where words have caused trouble to people, like that of Nabal when David sent his men to ask for favor, as recorded in 1 Samuel chapter 25. His wife Abigail had to wisely intervene to save him from David's wrath. Foolish and idle words stir up wrath, and these issues are today the cause for many families to suffer. Malicious and idle words include gossip that has destroyed many relationships within the family and the church. A spirit-filled person speaks words inspired by the Holy Spirit, reflecting the character of Christ. Jesus exemplified this on the cross, uttering words of forgiveness. Stephen, filled with the Spirit during his stoning, echoed similar sentiments in Luke 23:46 and Acts 7:59. When filled with the Spirit, our words will mirror God's grace rather than spewing malice or curses. As believers, many struggle with the sin of inappropriate speech. Our tongue has the power to bring life or death, and thus it needs training and control. James chapter 3 verses 1 to 12 warns against using the same mouth for both praise and curses, emphasizing the potential damage to others' reputations and minds through malicious talk. We must examine our hearts and seek the Holy Spirit's filling to speak edifying words that strengthen the body of Christ. Let us pray. Lord Jesus, we desperately need your touch and grace to use our tongues wisely, honoring you in our speech. Forgive us for the times we've spoken maliciously or harbored ill thoughts about others due to our past hurt. Fill us with a fresh spring of love to extend grace to those who have hurt us. Grant us the grace not to tarnish anyone's reputation through our words. Help us to use our tongues to edify and encourage rather than tear others down, whether consciously or unconsciously. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
We thank you for joining us in this podcast. We would love for you to join through Zoom for a 30-minute prayer. at 4:30 p.m. IST or 11 a.m. GMT with friends from all over the globe to intercede for the issues that we just now heard. If you need any prayer support, please write to familyprayer@uimfrti.org. I repeat, familyprayer@uimfrti.org. God bless you.